Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 9 of Conclave Radio. We are glad that you are here. Casey, how are you today?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. You know, 9 is my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yeah, so let's hope it goes well. Well, I know it'll go well.
It's going to go spectacular. You know, anytime we have a week off, it's a little weird. You know, it's just...
Yeah, like, I haven't seen you in how long now?
It's been many days because I've been out of town. Just life has happened, and so it's just been weird.
You've changed.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving has changed you.
It's changed me. Yeah. Well, I've also had the mother of all colds, and so normally I have the golden voice, but I don't have too much today because I got all the stuff going on north of the border.
Okay. Well, so. You know, that'll make you sound golden.
You think that's right? I'm gonna need you to carry the show today.
Okay.
But luckily on episode 9, we've got a guest of all guests. I mean, you know, we've had some good guests throughout the weeks of our time here. I mean,
we've had a professor, we've had a candidate, we've had the pastor of the church.
Yes.
But I think this one will top it.
You're not going to hear any argument from me. That's right. So our special guest today on Conclave Radio is none other than the children's pastor at Metropolitan Church of God. It is Miss Kelly Morrison. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you all doing?
Absolutely amazing.
So
that's great.
We know that, you know, the big joke about pastors is all they do is sign checks and eat chicken, right? And children's pastors, it's even worse. I mean, we just know y'all must just sit cartoons all day and try to learn and research, and it being Christmas time, I know you've been doing absolutely nothing this week, right, Miss Kelly? Just been a bunch of nothing.
I don't have anything at all going on this week. Just twiddling my thumbs.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Half kidding, well, actually all kidding, because we know that this is probably one of the busiest weeks for you, getting ready for the play coming out this Sunday. Tell us how your week has been going and how the rest of the week's going to go.
It's been going well. Been doing set design and programs and helping make sure that the sound and lights are in order. We're ready to go for dress rehearsal tonight.
And you have high expectations that it's going to be a smashing success tonight, or is usually Wednesday night kind of the night where you want to get out all the problems, and so that tomorrow night, it's really good, so you're ready on Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday will be phenomenal.
So Wednesday night is when you have to, like, crack the whip. You're like, all right, come on, people.
Yeah. Make sure it's all in order.
Oh, Miss Kelly is scary when she gets the whip out.
And Miss Kelly, you have to crack the whip on Casey because he's part of this extravaganza, right?
He is. Casey's running all of our music.
Yes, I am. I will be there tonight and Thursday.
So you're saying that if there's a problem with the music on Sunday, that it's Casey's fault. Okay, I like this so much.
I'll be leaving church crying that day.
Okay. Well, Miss Kelly, we know it is
shoulders.
That's fine with me. I love blaming Casey for stuff. But Miss Kelly, I'm sure you listen every week to Conclave Radio. I mean, I have no doubt about that. But just in case you don't, I'm sure you have heard about the 5 random question segments. Have you heard about it?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, that shows that she's an honest person because everyone else is either lying or they listen.
Yeah.
And so, Miss Kelly, so let me break it down for you. With every guest that we have, Casey and I, we ask you 5 random, off-the-wall questions to our guests.
Okay.
That is how you are judged by a guest. So we will compare you to everyone else, every other guest that we've ever had. Now, we've had people like Pastor Mike. We've had Drew Tolbert. We've had Lisa. We've had Michelle Gann. We won't even go into the train wreck that was.
I'll just mention it.
Yeah. So we've had a whole slew of different people. And we've had Greg Dye. So we've had all kind of different people, and we kind of grade them. And so after those five questions, really after you get past three, that's the hump one.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll kind of, after five, then that's how you're graded on how you did as a guest on the show. Does that make sense?
Sounds great.
Okay. All right, so before we do that, Casey, let's kind of go over, usually we go over the week that was, and we talk about the week that's coming up. Not a whole lot to talk about the week that was because we didn't have Conclave this past Sunday. We did not have it because of the Thanksgiving weekend. And so what we did on Sunday after church, we all went out to eat, and we had a great time. So after we get done with five random questions with Miss Kelly, I know her time is very valuable today. We will preview our upcoming Conclave this Sunday night. Sound good to you?
That sounds great.
All right. So, Miss Kelly, this is how we always start with Casey. We can't go off the reservation on this one. So, Casey, you have the honors of giving the first random question to Kelly.
Actually, I decided this week I'm not going to give the random questions. We have another guest on the show today.
Oh, really?
Did you not see him?
Oh my goodness, this is crazy.
I'm gonna let him ask the questions.
Okay.
All right.
But I'd like to introduce to Conclave Radio for the first time. He works in kids ministries almost every Sunday, and we all know him and love him. His name is Scott.
Scott from Scotland. What an honor.
Oh, hello.
Scott, we are so honored to have you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Clint. Oh, hello, Miss Kelly, what are you doing in the computer?
I am working.
Oh, that is cool. So am I.
You are?
Yes, I am working, and I heard you will be. You are working on a play for the Kids Church. I cannot wait. I will see it.
Okay, it will be great.
Apparently, they want me to ask you random questions.
Okay.
Okay. The first question is, if you had to make up a crayon, what color would it be and why? Now, that's a good question, Scott.
That is a good question.
It would be Scotty Green.
Scotty Green. And why would you choose Scotty Green?
Because we all love Scott from Scotland.
Oh, me too. I like that color. Scotty Green sounds pretty good to me.
It does sound good. They need to add that to the box.
We shall write the letters to it.
We will write letters. Okay, so question number one is in the books. You're off to a good start, Kelly. Here we go. Here's number two. Now, I know, Kelly, that you are a huge Disney aficionado. Is that correct?
Yes. All things Disney.
All things Disney. Okay, so in that spirit, here comes my random question for you. You've heard that scenario where people say if you were stuck on a deserted island and you only had one person to spend it with, who would you pick, or that last person, the least person that you would want? Okay, so it's in that's the realm that I'm going in. So let's say that you were stuck in the Magic Kingdom for a week straight, okay, and you were the only person there, and there was only one attraction that could actually work. What attraction would that be?
Space Mountain.
Ooh.
So you are a roller coaster person.
I am. As long as they don't go upside down or straight down, I'm great. I love Space Mountain.
Those are the best kind.
Yeah, it's a great ride. Now, so if you're a Space Mountain person, that also means that you must also ride the People Mover.
I do. I love the People Mover, too.
You gotta love the People Mover, see, Casey, because the People Mover seems like a nothing of a ride because it's just like a little tram that takes you around Tomorrowland.
Uh-huh.
But it's the only ride. It takes you inside Space Mountain. It's very cool.
Oh,
yes.
So as someone who's never been to Disney World, this seems very interesting to me.
Yes, I think we should do a conclave trip to Disney World. And Kelly, you could go on it and help be like one of the.
I could be your leader, the guide.
Yeah. But I would go to that one as well if Miss Kelly was leader.
Oh yes.
You would, Scott.
And it would be so easy to cheap to fly you because you could just ride in a suitcase, Scott.
Exactly. Yeah. I do not even need seatbelt.
This
you
would work out great.
Free.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like kids eat free, Scott flies free.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that would work out good. Okay. So two questions down. You're doing good, Scott. You want to ask your next question, Scott, or do you want me to do two in a row?
Okay. It looks like I can do other question. What I see here. These are all good. Which one is Miss Kelly worthy? What is the color of all money?
What is the color of almony?
Of money, like the ching ching, what you spend.
Of money. Money is green.
Oh, that is true. It looks like it is green as well. We have a theme.
Yes, we do have a theme. Is it Scotty Green?
It can be. We can make all money Scotty Green.
All money Scotty Green. Okay. All right, so you've done three questions, Kelly. So that was kind of a hump question. The last two, every guest will tell you, are the most critical. Okay, so
okay,
it doesn't matter how good you think you've done questions 1 through 3. This is really comes down to 4 and 5. Okay, so here it is. You do 4 and 5 really good, and then we need to do a big plug for the Christmas play on Sunday. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, this will be my last question because Scott will get to do the last question.
Yay!
What product would you seriously stockpile if you found out that they weren't going to sell it anymore?
Oh, that's hard. Product.
Mm.
I'd have to say Tresemme shampoo.
What kind?
Tresemme shampoo.
Me too.
Does it just give you that bounce that you need in your hair, Miss Kelly?
It defrizzes what I need in my hair.
It defrizzes.
Miss Kelly, that's impossible.
That's probably why Scott probably needs that because he's got.
Oh yeah. No, my hair is perfect, Mr. Clinton.
I need it yet.
I do not need the shampoo.
Wow.
I have not taken bath in forever long.
So you don't get baths you don't get baths or showers in the back room at kids' church?
Oh no, I have never.
Oh man, we have a hot.
Just put on some of that deodorant, and I am ready to go to church.
Same with Oscar.
No, Oscar licks himself clean.
Oh,
it is very different.
Oh.
Very different. Okay, I understand. Yeah. All right, there's 4 questions down, Kelly. Here's question. Number 5.
Okay,
right,
I'm ready.
Kelly, you are doing well, and I am ready as well. Okay. Okay, the last question will be, how would you solve problems if you were from Mars?
How would I wouldn't have any problems to solve because no one's on Mars.
If you were from Mars, like if you were Martian and you had problems, how would you solve them?
I would use my brain and think.
Oh, she is smart.
Miss Kelly, she is smart.
I would never think of that.
No.
I would use my Martian laser and I would use it to solve problems. I'd go pew pew.
But Scott, let me ask you this. If I had answered that question like that, you would have said that was a stupid answer. But Miss Kelly says it and it's just the greatest answer ever. It's kind of like the night we all went out for conclave and Scott, you said all this was great, except that you missed Miss Kelly the whole time. And so I understand that she gets a pass on that. I thought we should ask her one more, because I just don't think that was good enough.
Quince, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Well, I don't know what you
are
talking about.
That's right. I agree with Scott on that one.
Scott, you gotta give Clint a chance. No, I do not. He is not Miss Kelly. It is very different. Okay. Well, then how about for the sixth question, because Miss Kelly is so special, I will ask it. Because Scott is still in my spotlight. Okay, Ms. Kelly, last question, I promise.
Yeah.
A bonus question. This is the
bonus question.
History.
This gives you extra credit. It cannot hurt you.
That's awesome.
If you are a pizza delivery person, how would you benefit from scissors?
I would cut the pizzas into different slices.
That is pretty good. That is excellent.
I think you just topped Greg Dye.
I think you just topped Greg Dye. We'll have to think about it if you top.
Did
you
have any doubt that I would top Greg Dye?
No, you topped Greg Dye. Let's be honest.
He's listening
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. You topped Greg. You topped Greg yeah. for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew I would.
All right. Well, Ms. Kelly, tell us all about, because I'm not sure you know this, Kelly. Obviously, you don't know this because you haven't been listening. We have a worldwide audience. I mean, we're not just for people.
We're
international. We have listeners in the United Kingdom,
Norway,
and I have big news for you, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Since our last broadcast, we had a listener in the Philippines.
The
Philippines. It's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many continents is that now?
Alaska.
Let's not forget.
Oh
Alaska.
Yeah. Hello, Alaska. Listen. Hello. So of the Philippines, that would be one. And then two, and then we're three continents.
Three continents?
Yeah, three continents.
That's almost half of them.
Yep, almost half.
We're getting there.
Yep. And could we ever really get somewhere in Antarctica? I mean, is that really, do they have Wi-Fi in Antarctica?
I think there is no limits
okay.
to how big the conclave can get.
Okay, so you have a wide audience here, Ms. Kelly, is all we're saying. We're on iTunes. Okay, we're a pretty big deal, okay? So we need you to tell all the listeners about the Christmas Play this Sunday.
Christmas Play this Sunday is the best kids program you'll see around. Even Mr. Clint's little girl is one of the main characters. His little boy is going to be helping. He's going to be Joseph.
Well, yeah, they are the main stars.
It's called the Christmas Dream Team Parade, and Almost Cancel Christmas will have lots of wonderful acting, singing, dancing. It's going to be a fabulous time, a great time to bring all of your friends and family to hear about the true meaning of Christmas, to know that it's not all about us, but it's all about Jesus' birth.
Well, that is awesome. So, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a busy day, so we appreciate you cutting some time out for us on Conclave Radio. As a thank you, we will present to you maybe tonight a Conclave Radio sticker that our own Casey Hall designs. We'll give that to you tonight.
That is amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You as well. Goodbye, Miss Kelly.
Goodbye.
Well, how awesome was that?
It was pretty amazing. I'm glad she was able to join us and answer the questions and be a good sport about it.
And we kind of broke new ground. We had a sixth bonus question. We might need to take advantage of that down the road sometimes. You know that? That was pretty good. She had very, very succinct, to the point answers.
Yeah, they made sense. They weren't, you know, she didn't ask us questions.
No.
Greg.
She didn't speak for like 25 minutes per answer, Pastor Mike. No, I do have that chest cold.
I think you're giving me that cold.
Yeah, that chest cold.
Anyways, Ms. Kelly did a very well job.
Very good job, Ms. Kelly. We're so proud of you. All right, so let's talk about some things that's coming up on Conclave. We'll all be gathering for a good old-fashioned conclave this Sunday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have some type of food.
Food.
We'll have worship.
Worship.
We will have community. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, in just the last few weeks, we've grown by about 5 people.
We have been growing. It's amazing to me. Like, in all seriousness, we've been growing, and I am glad to see our family of conclavians grow and worship together and all that. I think we can do better.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think that's the goal. If people found out, hey, the common thing that I keep hearing people say about Conclave is, wow, everyone is so warm and inviting and accepting. And, you know, it doesn't feel like it's a clique, or that's why I've always tried to stay away from the small group, because small group to me sounds like it's a set amount of people and there's no room for anyone else. And we are not a small group, because we want as many people that fit into that kind of category that can. And so we want as many people to come be a part of it. And so it's exciting when we have new people that want to join us. So that's That's a wonderful thing. So we have conclave this Sunday night. And then the following Friday, which is December the 8th, will be our big Christmas party.
Christmas party.
Yes.
Yes.
So
no costume contest this time?
No, but I have heard.
Okay.
And we may make an announcement maybe next week on the show. I think it's going to be a pajama party.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're going to have to make sure no one does anything inappropriate. So we'll have to talk to Mason.
Yeah.
Cole.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little, Jordan, especially.
Jordan,
you know, we're going to make sure that they, you know, they know there has to be church appropriate.
Yeah, G-rated.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because, you know, you never know about some of those characters, what they wear for their pajamas. But it actually has to be pajamas. Maybe not be what you actually wear to bed. But,
oh, yeah. That would be very bad.
Yeah. So you might want to go to Target and find you the big Star Wars.
Like a Batman onesie or something.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've got multiples of those
in your
closet.
At least three, but I'll pick one for
that
night.
That'd be excellent. So that'll be on the 8th. We'll announce the time. It's going to be in McCalla, Alabama. So we'll give the dates and or the times and directions of that and upcoming announcements on GroupMe and whatnot. We're, as we get ready to close out, Casey, anything else you want to talk to us about, or you want to let everybody know how they can connect with us on social media?
Of course. Well, if you're in the metro area in Alabama, you can find us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God. Like you said, we'll have worship, we'll have food, we'll have community, and we're very inviting. Trust me, we don't bite.
Nope.
But if you're not in the area, that's fine, because, you know, we're going international now. Alaskans, Filipinians.
Filipinos.
I apologize. You can find us on social media. We're on Instagram at @conclave_metro or at Twitter at @conclavemetro. Or you can also subscribe to us on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We'll always, weekly, we will always have a show out. Sometimes it's not Wednesday at 2 o'clock, but we will, for the most part, have one.
Yeah, and it seemed like last week, or the last time we had an episode.
Yeah.
Non-holiday edition, because while we were off last week, basically. It posted to iTunes, I mean, really quick last time. So
you can find this episode on iTunes very quickly after we upload.
Yeah, so most people aren't listening live. Most people will listen after the fact on iTunes, and that's really cool. And we are going to, today, I'm going to submit this to some Android services so our Android people do not feel left out. I have dropped the ball on that one, so we will correct the error on that.
So now we... people on iTunes and Android can listen to us. We're just going to get bigger and bigger.
That's right. Well, it's been a great week, Casey. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. What a privilege.
Mr. Clint, thank you for having me. I'm glad I could be here. Oh, not too close to the mic, Scott. Oh, man, I am sorry. I cannot wait to see Miss Kelly and let the play. And it was great. And I'm going to go to the next conclave and wear my PJs.
Yeah, you'd be Scott. I would love for you to come to the Christmas party if you'd like to.
Yeah, definitely. I bet. What kind of PJs do you wear? They are green.
Of course.
Yeah.
What color green specifically?
They are like a Scotty green.
Of course.
Yeah, same.
Did you make my dog upset?
I think Scott ran away. No, I didn't. Scott ran away, and he just started chasing him. So.
All right. Well, we hope everyone has a great week. Casey, have a great week.
Yes, sir. You as well.
Scott, have a great week. And we will see all of you next week for the next edition, episode 10. We're in double digits next week.
Yeah, episode 10. I will be here. No, you won't.
No, you won't. You'll be gone.
Oh, okay.
Back to the closet for you. We'll see all you next week for episode 10 of Conclave Radio.